This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. In conclusion of the latest series, we are once again joined by Dr. Nikki Martinez. Dr. Martinez is a psychologist and clinical director for DrNikkiMartinez.com, where she provides telemental health services. She also teaches graduate students in psychology, consults for various companies and government agencies, is a published author, and writes for numerous media outlets, including Everyday Power Blog. And today we will be discussing, if you spent this year planning your marriage like your wedding, where could it be a year from now? Something great to think about. And once again, Dr. Martinez, thanks for joining us on the program.
Oh, it's so great to be back. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. So what made you think of this idea, and why do you think it is so important to emphasize?
Well, I think most people spend anywhere from 1 to 5 years dating, and then most spend about a year engaged in planning the wedding, some of it more. And during this year, they tackle this long list of focused tasks and planning. They attend countless appointments and decisions. So they're actually using all these skills and all this time and energy and money, and they're actually using all these skills that they could apply to a relationship. And so I think that they can actually use those skills to apply to the relationship more broadly and apply to the relationship at large, and they should really focus that in a meaningful way to address long-term issues and strengthen the relationship as a whole.
Now, you have an interesting way of outlining tasks for the year. Tell us a little more about this.
Well, everyone's seen a wedding planning checklist, and so when I thought of this as at large, I thought of laying out tasks for addressing the relationship issues like you do a wedding planning checklist, like looking at it as your 6 to 9 month relation planning checklist, your 6 to 8 month wedding relationship planning checklist, and so on and so forth until you get down to sort of the day of congratulations relationship hallmark celebrate mark, and so that the couple can sort of have the checkpoints along the way where they're checking in and checking goals and meeting benchmarks, and so that they're having goals that they're meeting along the way that make sense.
And how and why is it important to check the progress here?
Well, just like you would check on a budget along the way, you're going to be checking on that you're keeping track on your goals along the way. And it's a good way to check in. How are we doing? What are the goals that we set for ourselves? Where are we at on our goals? Are we completely off track? Have we even made any progress towards those goals? Have we gotten off track? And it's always good to revisit them and make sure that everybody's doing what we're doing. Are we falling into old patterns? And so that's the really good thing about having that, and to make sure that everybody's doing what we're doing, because as we know in relationships, we can easily fall into old patterns.
Certainly makes a lot of sense. Today we're joined by Dr. Nikki Martinez, a psychologist and clinical director at DrNikkiMartinez.com. Here on eHealth Radio, psychology and personal development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Martinez, why is it important to work in something that you are working towards at the end?
Well, I think at the end of the year for a wedding, you've got something fun to celebrate. So you should have something at the end of this that's sort of motivational and fun to work towards, whether it's a trip or something that you guys agree to as a couple that is an item that you're going to get or something fun that you're going to do, something like to keep you motivated and fun that you agree to celebrate and keep you motivated. It's always good to have a goal towards the end that's a reward and keeps you guys motivated and happy and that you both agree on, that mutually agree on, not that one person's like, yeah, that sounds great, and they get on board to do. And that way it just keeps you guys moving forward and enjoying, and that, you know, keeps everyone positive in doing. And I think that always it's a reward system. Even think about when you're a kid, it's sort of like a token economy. It keeps everyone positive and wanting to work towards the goals.
And lastly, why is recapping everything that you have covered over the year important as well?
Well, you want to recap and reevaluate and refresh and solidify sort of what you've learned. Did you guys accomplish your goals? Did the goals change over the year? Were there things that you missed out on? Are there things that you guys need to revisit and really were there things you missed the mark on? And I think that that's always important at the end of anything. It's sort of, you know, even with a job, you sort of have your annual review. Are there things that you would want to refresh? Are there things that you want to change? And I think actually with any couple, sort of every year, you know, in ongoing conversations, you want to revisit things. But also, I think it's also a time to celebrate. If you guys did a great job, you know, you should celebrate that as well. And so I think it's sort of part of the process. You would celebrate the wedding at the end. You should celebrate the great work that you did at the end, too, if you guys worked really hard as a couple.
I think it's a great way to emphasize on getting a lot done within a year's time and staying on top of it with control. And not only that, but recapping everything like you just mentioned that's happened over the year. Good stuff there. Dr. Martinez, where can listeners be in touch and take advantage of your services?
They can reach me at my website at www.drnikkimartinez.com. That's DrNikkiMartinez.com. My Twitter is at Dr. Nikki Martinez, and my Instagram is at Nikki Mara Martinez, and I would love to hear from them.
Well, Dr. Martinez, always great to have you, and I certainly look forward to our next series of sessions right here on eHealth Radio. Take care.
I look forward to it as well.
We've been speaking with, once again, Dr. Nikki Martinez, a psychologist and clinical director for DrNikkiMartinez.com. And once again, for contact and for further details, visit DrNikkiMartinez.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.